Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. They got that little Panthers Lightning watch party tomorrow at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. We didn't get invited. We didn't actually get an invite.
I don't want to say. I got to ask Asia. But if she says yes, I'm going to go. I just found out about it today.
This hour is also a Dolphins Monday 5 o'clock hour presented by Gunther. Get your new Volkswagen with Gunther Plus at Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale or online at GuntherVW.net for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. You have the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, Solana. Haven't played.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hoffman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hoffman Crowd.
Kind of a unhappy happy hour just based on the state of football in the South Florida area. I told you when we started the show at 2 o'clock, I read you a tweet from Manny Navarro, who covers the Miami Hurricanes for The Athletic. 30 games into the Manny Diaz era, the Hurricanes remain mediocre and no closer to their objective. And again, like I said, at 2 o'clock, mediocre is probably generous at that point.
I see something where Randy Shannon, Al Golden, and Manny Diaz all have like within 3 or 4 games of the same record in them first 30.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. And I think Al Golden had the best record.
And I keep seeing, too, when we talk about the state of football, Joe Philbin had a better record at this point than Brian Flores does. It makes you think. It's just rotten down here right now when it comes to football. It really is. It's just rotten down here.
The whole state, though. People are questioning Dan Mullen now. I want him to fire the D.C. at Florida, Todd Grantham. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
I mean, and you know what is funny, too? Rob Pizzola, our sports gambler, he took the Florida over for 3 weeks in a row, and we couldn't get there. And he didn't take it this week, and there were 1 million points scored in that game.
We didn't even touch that. The LSU running back set a record for school history of 280 rushing.
That's how we felt against UNC last year. I mean, it was
very similar game.
That Florida game was crazy. Florida's lost 2 in a row now. Hurricanes have lost 2 in a row. Two in a row?
Yeah. Unranked.
Have they lost 3 in a row or
3
two
in a row?
Row. Is it 3 in a row?
3 in a row.
Michigan State. UVA? Is that I got to look
UVA,
at the
–
but yeah, it was in a row, though?
Right. Michigan State, UVA, because their only wins are Appalachian State and Central Connecticut. Was Central Connecticut after Michigan State?
That's what I got to look.
Yeah.
So they lost here. They lost to UVA and UNC consecutive, 2 in a row. The Central Connecticut was after.
After Michigan State.
After Michigan State. Right. So 2 in a row for Florida, 2 in a row for Miami. Dolphins, 5 in a row. Yeah. And if you're not aware, folks, it's not a 162-game season. this is football.
Oh, is bad.
Hurricanes have NC State, number 18 NC State, on Saturday night. Solana have all this in the headlines. And then Dolphins will have Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons, this weekend. In fact, let's do headlines here. Let's do headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so make sure you have an accurate thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by science, it is the accurate thermometer you need and can trust. Be vigilant and learn more at Exergen.com.
Hey, we got to get some clarity because we were goofing on Ryan from Funky Buddha in the last segment about not throwing his hat when Sam Bennett got the hat trick on Saturday night. Someone tweeted at me that you can claim your hat after the game if you throw it on the ice during a hat trick. Can someone give us clarity on this?
They keep them in buckets and you just, like the honor system?
I would imagine.
That doesn't work.
Well, I mean, what's the alternative? You throw your hat and you never see it again?
Yeah, they keep it. Do you get your rat back?
No. But the rats you buy there, right? And they're going to resell them in the store. The hat, you might be throwing a hat that you've worn for 4 years.
Yeah.
Only Ryan is the guy that bought the $10 hat. Most people are throwing hats. Somebody had texted us that they used to bring an extra hat connected to their belt buckle anytime they would go to a hockey game in anticipation of a hat trick so that they would have a crappy hat to throw out on the ice. And I wasn't suggesting that Ryan had a crappy hat. I was suggesting he had a $10 hat, which, you know, I mean, you do the math on it. But if you can claim it after, I'm just curious. Text in 786-360-790 or tweet at us. But we will get to the bottom of this by the end of the week. I told Solana, make some time tomorrow because I want to know what happens after the hat trick to all the hats.
Pretty much know everybody with the organization, don't we?
Yeah, but I have a feeling even with them I'm going to get different answers. Goldie's going to tell me one thing, Moeller's going to tell me another. It's just, you know, it's a mess.
We'll figure it out.
I texted Doug Plagan. So
what'd Plagan say?
He hasn't responded, but I did text him because I'm intrigued about
this.
Because if you can get your hat back, I'm down. I'll throw it.
Right, but you also said that if you were there for a hat trick and you didn't throw a hat, you would still show up at the place, claim someone else's hat.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to condone theft, but I don't think that's stealing.
Theft?
I was about to say, you threw it.
That's my hat.
I'm kind of with you, bro.
Prove it.
You threw it.
Prove it.
You know, what do they do at Lost and Founds when you have to, like, tell them – like if you lose your phone and said lost, you like tell them your screensaver.
Right, or you know you go there and go, hey, I left my jacket, and you go, well, what does it look like?
Yeah,
they don't just show you everything. You go, what does it look like?
Oh,
and so they probably do that with the hat. But I would just go down there and go, hey, I threw a Panthers hat. what does it look like? It had a Panthers logo,
red. Like,
I feel like at a Panthers game, I could guess close enough.
The red one.
I'm with you,
Jimmy,
man.
Do you know what happens to the hats after a hat trick?
No idea. I assume they probably throw it away or something.
Would you throw a hat on the ice if you were wearing one that had a hat trick?
Well, first I'll put my name on the hat.
You'd put your name on the hat. You'd bring a Sharpie, of course, to the game.
Yeah,
well, who doesn't?
And then throw my hat.
Of course. That's a good call. See, he just hacked it.
First grade lunchboxes. He hacked it. Jimmy.
Leave him alone. He hacked it. All right, let's get headlines real quick here because we're going to talk with Adam Beasley this hour about the Dolphins.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Titans, they play the Bills in Tennessee, 8:15 p.m.
All right.
Tomorrow, speaking of the Florida Panthers.
We're going to need to win this bet tonight, whatever team that we bet, or else I'm going to be clutching $10 hats and not letting anybody touch them either.
We haven't talked about it. You're going to go off by yourself.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
The Florida Panthers are in Tampa Bay tomorrow versus the Lightning, a sort of revenge game, if you will.
Okay.
7 p.m. start time. Spencer Knight, he will start in net tomorrow.
Yeah. Spencer Knight gets the start over Sergei Bobrovsky.
And don't look now, guys, but tomorrow, the NBA returns.
How about that?
The defending champion Milwaukee Bucks, they host the Brooklyn Nets. It's a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Semifinals, I should say, 7:30 p.m., followed by the Lakers and Warriors at 10 p.m.
How about that? NBA is back tomorrow night.
Let's wait to bet on that.
Well, we'll bet on that, too, no doubt.
Oh, my goodness. It's over for us.
The Miami Heat, they play Thursday, 8 p.m. versus the Milwaukee Bucks at FTX Arena. Saturday, as Hawk mentioned, UM versus NC State at Hard Rock, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. And then Sunday, Miami, Atlanta, 1 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium. Today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
All right, very good.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now, was cooler today. Hot now, but cooler again later tonight.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
I think he became a Krispy Kreme sign for a second. Just for 1 second, it was like, also, hot now, the donuts are ready.
They're going to be cold later on tonight, though.
Right, but hot now.
It was cooler earlier. It's hot now.
Okay. And then you said hot now again, though.
It's cooler again later tonight.
So it's hotter now at 5 than it was at noon?
No, it was cooler this morning.
What? I'm so confused.
That's your weather.
Is it?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. If you're still with us after Adam Beasley in the last segment, you probably need a Funky Buddha to pick up your spirits.
I need a couple.
He was a little down. That's all right. A lot of Dolphins fans and Hurricanes fans are down.
You know what? One thing that Flo said in his press conference was, we have a game this Sunday. We can get that one out of our, taste out of our mouth. If we had a whole bye week off, that's 2 weeks. A
lot of we played the Brian Flores press conference today at 4 o'clock. If you missed it, you can use the Odyssey app and go back and listen to it. He didn't say much, by the way.
No.
Almost nothing. but yeah, normally teams have a bye week coming off a London game. It probably does benefit them that they don't.
Oh yeah.
Because who wants to think about that that loss for 2 weeks?
Players will watch 8 plays from that game and move on to Atlanta.
I have I just have major concerns about the team because, you know, we go another season now without a featured running back. I talked about it several times today. Yep. But you knew going into the season that it was Miles Gaskin and Salvin Ahmed. And then during free agency, you went and got Malcolm Brown. But you had plenty of opportunities to draft a running back. They didn't. The receivers, I mean, we talked about this great receiving core, or improved receiving core. But if Devontae Parker and Preston Williams and Will Fuller can't play, then you don't have an elite receiving core.
No. The only position I say that people covet on the Dolphins are our cornerbacks.
Yeah. And they need to play as well.
Like, I was going to say, that Buccaneer game, a little bit late in the Colts game, it didn't look like it. But I think, yes, if everybody's on the table, people might come after our corners. But anybody – maybe some D-line, Ogba. Christian Wilkins played well. He made a couple tackles in the run game, played some good game. Jalen Phillips is getting double-teamed, but – I think we're splitting hairs now, Hawk. Yes, I'm with you on the roster construction. I'm concerned moving forward. Are we ready? Do we really turn the corner we thought we were turning 2-3 years ago?
So the Dolphins, they are 2.5-point home underdogs. The game opened with Atlanta at Pick'em, which was, you know, means, you know, there's no favorite, there's no underdog. And now the money has come in on Atlanta. So the Dolphins are 2.5-point home underdogs Sunday, hosting the Atlanta Falcons. And, man, I got to know if that secondary is going to be at full strength or if you're going to see Noah Igbinoghene out there. And, you know.
They weren't giving him shoulder pads, and he might be a great human, but I don't want to – I'm okay with him not having shoulder pads against Atlanta. They were treating Nick Needham like he was Deion Sanders. They were straight going at Noah Igbinoghene, and he didn't discourage them at one bit. I'm telling you, like, that's the one. Austin Jackson, if he starts at guard for 10 years, Tua Tagovailoa looked good. Like, his numbers were decent. The offense looked good in the first and fourth quarter. Like, there's some misses in the first round, and Noah Igbinoghene is on the top of that list.
We'll talk about it more tomorrow. We'll talk some Hurricanes tomorrow on the program. Tomorrow will be a talk about it Tuesday, so we'll do that. Gary Payton, the glove, is going to join us tomorrow.
I love Gary.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun because NBA season opens tomorrow night. He'd open on Thursday. NBA season's open tomorrow night. So Gary Payton is going to join us. We'll get to the bottom of what happens to the Hats after a hat trick tomorrow. We're working on that. We've got a team of thousands working on that right now. So, man, there's a lot to get to. Tonight coming up on 560, it'll be Larry Bluestein after us here at 6 o'clock. Dan Day with Ticket Rewind coming up on 790 The Ticket. Are you tailgating this weekend or maybe just grilling at home? Make sure you have enough propane for all that tailgate food. Just go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. You enter your zip code, you pick the delivery date, and let Cinch handle the rest. It's ridiculously easy ordering, and there's no commitment. There's no club to join. Cinch is propane home delivery on your time and your schedule, so you don't have to worry about running out of propane ever again. And all of you would like to fry turkey on Thanksgiving. You want to make sure you place your order with Cinch so that you're ready for Turkey Day. There's a special offer for all new customers. You can get your first propane tank exchanged for just $10 when you use my promo code HOCK when you're checking out. That's H-O-C-H. You heard right. You get that first tank for just $10 with the code HOCK, H-O-C-H. So they come to your house. They drop off a brand new tank of propane. They take away your empty tank, no matter what brand it is, and it's just $10 if you use the code HOCK, H-O-C-H. Make sure you're ready for any grilling or frying occasion. Go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the code HOCK to get that first tank exchange for just $10. Get grilling with Cinch. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Visit cinch.com/offer for details. That is going to do it for us on this Monday. We got through it together because we're good like that. Happy anniversary, Schmoopy, by the way, my mushy, 24 years. We'll celebrate tonight with a burger and fries based on my gambling exploits this weekend. It's a bowl of mac and cheese, baby. Fire up the Kraft mac and cheese. I'm headed home, honey. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Congratulations, bro. 24 years, is that something special?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.